And welcome to a weird edition of the Power Hour. It's just me, your host, Mitch Pump, here on HalfCarter.com. Dan is currently dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. I believe he still doesn't have power. It sounds like his hometown's kind of flooded right now. He wasn't able to watch any of the games, obviously, on Saturday. Obviously couldn't record this week, so this week's going to be kind of weird. It's just me talking to you, one crazy man rambling to himself about college football. So I guess we'll start with the deep dive game from last week, Auburn LSU. I think LSU looks pretty dangerous, having like a decent quarterback. That's not to say that they have a great one, or a Heisman winner, or anything crazy like that. But I think, LSU kind of has a track record of never really having a really decent quarterback. You know, usually they're pretty terrible to awful. But anytime they have one that's like okay, they tend to compete for national championships. So I think that's going to be something interesting to watch. I thought thought he came in there, he won that game for LSU with good play at the end when he had to. I think that defense is tenacious. It's going to be hard for a lot of teams in the SEC, you know, maybe even beyond that, to compete with them. As for Auburn, I think of the big issue with Auburn, I think it was some poor play calling. It came down to, you know, some missed field goals, really. A few things, Auburn could have won that game, but they didn't. And LSU did, and they took the victory from Auburn. So, like, that's, you know, Auburn made some mistakes, but LSU capitalized. That's what good teams do. So, and a hard place to win, you know, snapped a long win streak for Auburn at home to LSU. So I think that was pretty interesting. Some other notes from around college. Ohio State, I was right. All right, if you're listening, Dan, I was right, baby. Ohio State, I thought pretty kind of dominated. I think TCU like played with them pretty well. I think it was pretty obvious Ohio State was a much better team. So last Saturday, not a ton of big stop the shuts. Auburn, LSU, and of course Ohio State, TCU. But those were two huge games, obviously. I think the fun nightcap for a lot of the hardcore fans, or maybe some degenerate gamblers, was ASU San Diego State. Really fun ending. Not the funnest second half for ASU. I think they had something like 41 yards until there was like 5 minutes left in the fourth. And almost had a crazy comeback, you know. It came down to a weird targeting call and a drop pass when the targeting was committed by San Diego State. That would have, you know, the catch would have put ASU at the one. So I think that was kind of interesting. But that was a pretty fun game. Sad to see Herm go down. But, I mean, this week, kind of our deep dive. I'm at least going to take a hard look at it this weekend. Hopefully Dan will be able to as well. Well, of course, the Arizona State, Washington. I think this is a big game. Washington survives just a pretty boring slugfest with Utah last week. Utah's clearly got some problems on offense. But that's pretty good defense. And Washington... I feel like they should be way better on offense, but maybe they haven't needed to rise to the challenge too much in the Pac-12 play. I think this is going to be a fun one with Arizona State. Arizona State's got a fun, fast, pass-rushing D. I think they're going to put some pressure on Washington, but at the end of the day, Washington's going to come out and get a victory there. I'll have to pull up the spread really quick. This is usually when I'll let Dan ramble, but of course, it's just me rambling this week. Some other games, I think Hawaii going down to Army was kind of shocking, maybe not surprising. I'd like to look at some stats on how Hawaii tends to do when they're playing at noon. I think that's like, what, 6 or 7 in the morning in Hawaii. That's got to be weird for the players' bodies. I don't care how young you are. I'm a big preacher on the importance of routine, especially in football. I think it's so important, and that's why I think these games Friday, you know, I'm recording this Friday morning. I think tonight we're going to have some interesting games here, so I think it's going to be pretty interesting. I'm still not doing the best job of pulling up these numbers really quick, so we look ahead, but, you know, Washington, Arizona State, I think it's going to be a pretty interesting game. I don't think it's going to decide the Pac-12. I think we're at a collision course for Washington, Colorado. I think they play later this year as well. I think that's going to be pretty interesting when we get down to it. And, let's see. Should have been a little more prepared here, haven't I? Well, anyway, though, you know, as I kind of look around for these numbers really quick, let me also remind you of some other things going on in sports. I think something I'd love to talk about with Dan, hopefully, when he gets his power back and everything ready, hopefully in the next week or so, the Jimmy Butler thing. You know, Jimmy Butler demanding a trade from Minnesota. The three teams he picked are not really the glamorous teams necessarily. They are in a big market, and they're teams that have cap space where you can play next to a stud veteran. I think that's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens with Jimmy Butler over the season. And I'm not sold Thibs is going to trade him. Thibs is kind of dumb. I don't think he's a good coach. I don't think he's a very good GM. But we'll see what happens there. As I was saying, Arizona-Washington, that's going to be in Washington. Washington's favored by 17.5. Circle that one up, Arizona State. That's what I'm looking at. And kind of for our picks this week, I'm going to stick to top 25 games. Just to kind of keep things short and sweet. We'll probably go about a fourth of an hour here on this show, so this is not quite the power hour this week. But let's start with Friday. That's going to be tonight. Hopefully this is uploaded Friday afternoon. It's going to be Florida Atlantic. Kiffin going to take on University of Central Florida. I believe the line on this is Central Florida minus 14. I'm taking that all day. Central Florida does not really look like they've lost a step. FAU hasn't been super impressive for what they are. Not that they, you know, should have beaten Oklahoma or even kept it close, but I think they could have played a little bit better for how good we kind of thought they would be. I'm just saying, like, maybe lose by 30 instead of 50 to Oklahoma for FAU, and you're a good team. Give me UCF. Penn State, Illinois. Penn State's favored by 28. I'm taking that. I don't trust Illinois. I don't think Illinois is a very good team. They needed kind of a, I think they won last week, kind of needed a miracle. I'm probably not touching that one, though. Not sold that Penn State D's that good. I know they've dominated teams so far, such as Pitt, and I think they, you know, killed Kent State last week. But I'm not going to trust them quite yet with that big of a spread. And I think that Penn State team's pretty good, though. We'll move on here to Saturday, Georgia-Missouri. I think this game is pretty interesting. Georgia's favored by 2 touchdowns. If that was a little bit more, that was maybe 21-20. If you can tease that up, kind of maybe looking at Missouri. But I don't have the numbers here right now on me. But that over is like around 55. Maybe checking that one out. That's a pretty interesting over candidate. Notre Dame-Wake Forest. Notre Dame's a touchdown favorite. That sounds about right. If that moves up to, like, 2 touchdowns or anything below, you know, above 1 score, I may be thinking Wake. It's that Wake. Wake's not awful. I don't think they played great last week, but I think they'll bounce back. next up, this is one I thought was going to be interesting. Maybe not. We'll see if Martinez is back maybe for Nebraska. That's Nebraska at Michigan. Michigan's favored by about 18.5, 19, depends on where you're at. This is one me and Dan would argue if he, you know, wasn't underwater right now. I don't hate the idea of taking Nebraska 18. This is probably one I don't touch, but I probably will touch this in a nice parlay. Actually, I'm gonna take Nebraska catching 18. I think Nebraska needs to have a big game, make a big statement, and what better place to do it than the Big House? All right, next up, we got Boston College, Purdue. Boston College is a 7-point favorite. Lock that up, baby. Well, Purdue's not very good. They played better against Missouri last week, but how good is Missouri? You know, Boston College has looked pretty good. They look dominant. They've beaten teams that they're clearly, you know, that are inferior to them pretty well. Give me Boston College here. Next up, A&M, Alabama. Alabama favored by 26. Give me that all day. Alabama might win this game by 40. I don't believe in A&M at all. I don't even think this line should be that close. And it's pretty, I think a lot of people think it should be closer. But I don't trust A&M. Maybe A&M will shock me. But I just don't think they're that good just because they played it close versus Clemson. Speaking of that, Clemson, Georgia Tech. Clemson favored by 15.5. Tech's been playing pretty bad. This might be one Tech keeps close with some old school Paul Johnson grit here. I'm still liking, I like the idea of taking Tech here plus 15.5, but they've just played so bad. I'm pretty sure Paul Johnson is ready to retire. We'll see if there's some fire left. If I would have saw it last week, I would be hopping on this right now, though. I think Tech could, in theory, keep this close, but they may have all quit on that team. next up, we got Tulane, Ohio State. Ohio State's favored by 37. I wouldn't touch that one. I think Tulane's betterish. I think Dan could probably tell you more about that, but I think Ohio State's going to keep rolling. It's clearly a good team there. They've overcome the hard adversity that Urban Meyer can bring. Next up, Kansas State, West Virginia. West Virginia favored by 16. I haven't seen a ton of West Virginia, I'll be honest. I haven't even really bet on them that much. Not one I'm touching, but I think West Virginia should handle Kansas State to kind of open up Big 12 play for them. Florida International, Miami. Miami's favored by 26.5. FIU's not very good, but neither is Miami. This might be one you consider putting in a little crazy parlay, because this one might hit for you. But don't expect it to win. TCU, Texas. TCU favored by 3. Give me that all day. I think TCU's going to blow Texas out. This could... Texas beat USC, a bad USC team last week. That means nothing. This is still the team that lost to Maryland. Texas is not a good school. TCU's very good. Just now they're playing teams that are, you know, a little bit better than them. Give me them to... I think they'll win by a touchdown, if not more. This could be an ugly game here. Next up, in terms of lines, we're going to have Mississippi State, Kentucky. Mississippi State's only favored by 9. Give me Mississippi State all day. Mississippi State is maybe one of the more underrated teams in the West right now. I like them to kill Kentucky. next up, Arkansas, Auburn. Auburn's favored by 29. I think Auburn bounces back. Arkansas's pretty bad, and Auburn's blown out some bad teams so far. So maybe this is one maybe not to really look at. Maybe once again, part of maybe a bigger parlay to make some money off of, because I'm sure a lot of people will be taking Auburn here. Michigan State, Indiana. Michigan State's favored by 5. That was a little bit more. Maybe I'm licking my chops here. It's at Indiana. But Michigan State's not a really good team, but they are a good team, and I think they'll beat Indiana by more than a touchdown. Stanford, Oregon. This will be your ABC primetime game. To the normie college football fans, this is the game of the week. Arizona State, Washington's where it's at. But Stanford, Oregon, Stanford's favored by 2.5. I think they'll win by 2.5. I think this is a safe. This is maybe one of the safer bets of the week. It's not 3 points. It's not 3.5. It's 2.5. I could see Stanford winning by a field goal. Next up, finally, Wisconsin, Iowa. Wisconsin's favored by 3. They kind of had a shocking loss to BYU last week, but I think Wisconsin bounces back against a pretty tough team in Iowa. But I think they get the win here. I'm still a believer in Wisconsin. I don't care what the haters say. So like I said, this is a shortened edition of the Power Hour this week. No frills, just kind of me going through some lines, maybe hoping to make us all some money here. Speaking of money, I'll probably hopefully put a link in there if you want to donate. Something to the relief fund for Hurricane Florence. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks I can talk to Dan and we can find a charity that he feels is appropriate and would, better serve the people around him, maybe something local or whatever. But in the meantime, you can always give blood to the Red Cross. They have their issues. But it's the best you can do in situations like this. So, maybe take a look at, donating some blood. Or maybe sell some plasma. They could use plasma right now and you can make a clean 30 bucks. So that's something to check out. hopefully next week we'll have Dan back. If not, I will attempt to find a co-host. It's kind of a crazy week at work for me. Obviously a crazier week for Dan. So keep Dan in your thoughts, your prayers, your voodoo dolls, whatever you have to do. Just kind of keep him in mind and the people he's around and kind of the disaster they're dealing with. And hopefully we'll have a good response from everybody and kind of get everybody back as soon as possible. So that's kind of it for this week. So as always, fuck Australia, fuck the Queen, fuck Ole Miss, and fuck Hurricane Florence. So how about that?